The lava, unleashed, transforms the Earth. Along its way, from cone to sea, it is a force of change, leaving in its wake a course of destruction and creation. The volcano sculpts a surreal moonscape. Huge rocks, ferried on the backs of flows, tower over barren plains. It's windy. It's hot. The trees are long gone. But clues to a greener past linger. Trunks made of stone. The last remnants of a lush forest. A mold forms when lava engulfs a tree and cools before the tree ignites. The lava has come far. From its violent release, down across the fields, nothing could stop it. Except the one force that is its measure, the sea.
What we have here are explosions at the ocean entry building a littoral cone. And littoral basically means coast.
When water and lava get trapped together in a tube, steam pressure builds, then explodes. Now, after 7 months, the tube from one of the new vents, Fissure D, has at last reached the sea. Kilauea's shoreline is today a battle zone. The lava has been well insulated on its journey here from the cone, so it's lost little heat. Now, 2,000 degree molten rock meets 80 degree water, a volatile mix. The steam also creates water spouts. Miniature tornadoes that can tower over 200 feet. This is a place to avoid.